What's up, everybody?
What's happening, fam?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm also known as Mrs. Tanksley because of my co-host, who's also my husband of 14 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank of Tanks Riders, a.k.a. Caramel Macchiato. That name trips me out every time somebody puts it in.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Who calls you? You're now calling yourself Caramel
Macchiato? No, that was they called me that, I think, on one of the TVs. They said, Caramel Macchiato. It reminds me of, is this character. Let me finish introducing the podcast and I'll tell you what it reminds me of. This is a weekly podcast that we do. We done this every single week for the past going on 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
We came a long way. Anyway, it's a podcast. We talk about any and everything that we want to talk about and some. We talk about relationships. We talk about families. We talk about your mamas, our mamas, any and everything.
Yeah. And we have some really great sponsors of our podcast. We got four that are sponsoring
us.
They are
Apostrophe,
Rothy's
Third Love, and True Bill. I cannot read your writing.
You can read my writing. That writing is beautiful. That Rothy's.
Usually it is extremely beautiful, but that Rothy's is questionable.
Whatever, but Rothy's ain't questionable. And I can't wait to tell you why they ain't questionable later on today in the podcast. We also want to give a shout out to our Patreon that are watching us live. Pew, 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 pew. They are part of our Patreon for the low, low of $5. They get to watch this podcast live, as well as get other exclusive content early. And you too can be a part of our Patreon, our immediate family, our Angel Wings, our Tanks Riders, them help us for a little over $5 by visiting www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. All right. That felt really good. Let's do In My Feelings, because I feel like we have a lot of feelings. We usually do one or two segments if this is your first time listening. We either do a Tanksley Pride story, which is a story revolving around one of our four sons, or we do a In My Feelings, which lets you know what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way. So I'll start. What's got me feeling some type of way, which will probably have my husband feeling some type of way, is today in Los Angeles, we have a lot of rain. It's not like torrential pour down, but it is a nice amount of rain. Yeah. LA, as we've mentioned several times on this podcast before, is not set up to deal with more than a heavy drizzle.
Yeah. Heavy drizzle can be a lot.
And
it can be.
And when I say set up, I mean the sewer system.
The drainage system.
Does not allow for enough of the rain to come off of the asphalt.
Off the road, off the streets. It kind of pools up in a lot of spots. And it looks like, if you were in anywhere else where you get a lot of rain, let's say y'all get a torrential downpour and it's like flooding, that's what a little bit of rain does out here.
Right.
They don't engineer the streets for the water to run off.
So I took the twins to their bus stop today. We left about 5 minutes later because there was some math homework that they did not complete last week due to Marcus not understanding how to decipher what the teacher needed them to do. So I wanted them to do some catch up because I'm like, y'all can't come into the school already behind on homework. So we get in the truck and I know now we can't have no diversions. We got to go the way I go.
You can't catch a light wrong where you be going.
So there's a street that I take that's not a main street that allows me to avoid traffic. And unfortunately, I didn't realize this is a street that also has multiple areas that will flood, right? Where the water is high enough that a sedan is going to flood out. And so we hit the first spot where that happens. So I'm like, I'm watching people slowly turn around. So I'm like, okay, let me turn down this street. Well, that street's leading me to a main street. I'm making turns, turns, turns. I'm now out of time. Because it's basically letting me know I have to backtrack a couple of blocks before I can get to a main street. And I don't have that much time left. And the where our kids go to school versus where we live versus what my schedule had allotted time for, there was no way I could take them to school. They had to catch the bus. So I come back to where it flooded. I drive through, no problem. Also, I'm in a truck. So I'm like, we should be good. The cars that I see flooded are all sedans.
So let you know that she did see cars flooded.
I told you, yeah.
I'm just letting them know. Just
we fine. We're driving. We have no issues. We get to the one more spot, and we are so close.
How many did you go through total?
Two.
Okay.
We hit one more spot, and we are so close to this bus stop. I was like, we really cannot turn around. It's another area. I'm watching these and watching a Tesla slowly. I'm talking about they are turning around so slow that they're doing a 5-point turn. And I'm like, God damn it.
Tesla would be sitting. They sit under the ground.
Right. So there was no way they were going to make it. It was a Tesla, and then it was a Lexus LX350.
Actually, if it's DC power conversion, they might be able to make it through some water, even if everything gets wet.
So, but they turn around, the Lexus turn around, and I'm like, me and the Infiniti, we're going. We get through it. We going through it. We turn. I press on the gas to now go faster. The car was like
shaking off like a dog.
I was like, ah. Kai was like, I don't think we're gonna make it. I was like, hush up. We are now down to, we got 3 minutes to get to this bus stop. We got a couple of lights to go through. And I'm like, okay. We're not going to stop. There are no such things as stop signs now because the car is still. I was like, oh, God. So we pull up to, we get to the bus. The bus is just parked. I get out the car. I can smell the aroma. What's burning is what I was like. Well, y'all get on this. Y'all get on the bus. We'll figure this out later. First of all, your kids. Yes. Yes. We drove through some puddles, and it was, and they were scared, but I was not driving to school. I said, I didn't care. If I had to get out and push that bus or become Noah and do the thing. So I leave the car running. The bus drives off. I'm going. It's driving smooth now, but it sounds like I'm about to take off in a plane. I was like, huh. It's like, you know what I mean? I was like, is somebody vacuuming in the car? What's going on? So I called Marcus, and Marcus is like, I don't know what this is.
2022 Infiniti. This thing ain't got 2,000 miles on it yet. It ain't got 1,200 miles on it yet.
But guess what, though? Two things. Two things that made me not worry. What are the two things that made me not worry?
I don't know.
You do too. What are the two things that made me not worry? Not just the warranty. We paying an extra few hundred a month. Like 300. No, it might be even 400. $300 to $400 a month extra. If anything go wrong on that truck, they got
to
fix it.
You paying 900 a month.
Whatever. They got to fix it. And then what's the number two?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
You should.
Tell them.
tell them. You should be able to tell them.
No, it ain't Gap. It's a lease. So it's got, I don't know, the you wreck it and walk away and jump in another one warranty.
Yeah. I pay for the whatever happens. It don't matter. Whatever happens.
In the back, they call it the curless person warranty.
Whatever. If I'm going to pay that money, I'm going to make sure it's worth it.
Anyway, she calls me.
That's the me is the other reason why I wasn't worried about it. The me that is Marcus.
And she's like, hi, I think I broke my truck. I'm like.
Exactly what I said. I think I broke it.
So she starts telling me about it. I'm like instantly irritated. Like. She's asking me questions. I don't want to answer none of these questions.
I could tell that was not nice.
I could imagine. It wasn't meant to feel nice. She's like, at this point, it don't matter what noise it's making. I can't tell you exactly what's wrong with this thing. Because she was like, it's some warning signs up.
Malfunction.
I said,
there's a malfunction saying it can't tell if there's a car in front of me or behind me.
Drop this Mac in some water. It's going to say
I said, I don't know if this truck is like a Apple,
That's
phone.
That's exactly what she said.
Is it like an iPhone?
And then she goes through the explaining. You know, if you put an iPhone in the water for too long, then there's nothing you can do. I'm like, why is she still talking to me right now. Because she's like, you want to stay on the phone with me till I get home? I'm thinking, no, let it cut off and call roadside assistance. I'm like, if you want me to, that's just what's going through my mind. I would never make you do that. I would never make you do that.
You would just want me to.
But if it happened, eventually you would see, you would hear. Now see, that's that bull I be talking about. If you just do it, I tell you. Anyway,
you didn't tell me to do nothing.
So she tells me she runs through his puddle. And I'm like, how deep was it? I'm trying to get her to explain that. I'm trying to get a visual of how deep this thing is. Because I know that truck probably has like 9 inches of ground clearance or something like that. And she was like, the cars that were flooded, I was like, God dang. Well, the cars that was flooded was a lot lower. I said, were their bumpers submerged in water? She was like, she said the headlights of the other cars weren't in water.
Yeah, the headlights weren't. I can see their headlights clearly above the water.
How a car's headlights is. So I'm like, okay, was the bumpers in the water? She was like, no, not completely. I'm like, oh my God.
It wasn't completely. It wasn't. This is the thing. He's laughing, but what I know without a shadow of a doubt is if he was in his Silverado, he would have did the exact same thing I did.
Has my Silverado ever stalled or cut off from going through water?
Has my, what's the face it? Stalled and cut off? It didn't.
Well, that thing stalled and cut off on dry land. So
No. I'm saying the Infiniti didn't stall or cut off. So my guesstimation of being able to get through it was right. What the damage was going to be getting through it was not.
So I go out and we stay on the phone talking through it. So I go out and I'm got in my mind, all right, she done went through a quote unquote puddle. When I tell you I pop the hood, first I just drive it.
Puddle is the only way. How else do you describe that? It's not like a puddle where you go and with 2 feet.
Can I say what I was going to say?
No, I'm just asking, how else would you describe when you see when it's like the street has flooded in an area?
A flooded street.
Okay, I drove through a flooded street.
A puddle, you walk through and get mad because your shoe might get a little wet.
I just didn't know how else to describe it. That's really what it was.
You can pee a puddle.
Of course, you knew it wasn't a puddle if I was having issues. And if cars were stalling out, cars don't stall out in a...
I'm quoting what you said. You drove through a puddle.
Standing water. Thank you. Standing water.
The lake is standing water. So I go out. First, I drive it and I'm like, this thing is loud. You know how you? Some of y'all may be familiar with it. When you first turn on, a lot of Toyota's big trucks do it, Nissan's do it. You first turn on a big V8, you hear all the fans blowing. Does it for a few seconds and then it backs off. Or even when you put it in drive for the first time, if it's been set and it does it until it gets out of first gear. Mm-hmm. This doing that with every gear on the low end. So you're driving. Then it goes off. Switches to the second gear. Then it stops. Oh, we got time. So I'm like, at this point, I can't figure out. I'm like, is it a sensor? Is it a cooling sensor that making it think that it's hotter than what it is? I don't know. So I'm driving it, still doing it. Get back into the driveway. So that's when I pop the hood, pull it up into the garage a little bit because it's still like raining hard. I pop the hood and I just look down and I see twigs, leaves, debris.
That makes sense.
So I'm like, why? If it was a puddle, why stuff this high up inside the engine bay? Because it's not at the bottom. It's like some of the belts got wet. That's how high it's water. Hold on.
Go ahead.
So then on the front of the radiator, you know how you got the front grill? If you look down between the engine and the front grill, you can see the radiator. It looked like somebody that was trying to clean out, leaves with it. Like it's covered in leaves. So I'm like, all right, now the engine, it can't breathe right now. The air is being blocked. So then I go and look under it. When I tell you it looks like this thing was driven through a swamp, there is every single piece. It looked like somebody held it upside down, cut the grass, and threw it on the turner. I was like, what is... So I got the broom, cleaning all that stuff off, pulling twigs and stuff out of the under the carriage, scraping off that. I let it set on an incline because I'm assuming water went up into the tailpipe. So hopefully that was letting the water drain out so now it can actually breathe a little more. And that's when I jumped back. It was still doing weird stuff, but that's when it started driving. Okay,
that's why I'm so excited. This podcast is sponsored by Apostrophe. Apostrophe is here for you if you want clearer, better skin, and you have skincare goals that you want. help from a professional dermatologist, board certified. Thank you so much, apostrophe. Listen, in the new year, new us, we want new skin that is pretty, gorgeous, milky, honey. That's what we're trying to get. And apostrophe is here to help you with that resolution. Apostrophe is a prescriptive skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear your acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who creates a personalized treatment that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz and medical history, then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create a customized treatment plan. Sorry, something like a pimples over here hating. That's why I'm glad Apostrophe's here to bust its bubble. Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, even chestney, backney, and buttney. They treat breakouts from head to toe. First of all, the way they package everything is just so beautiful. They have these cute little postcards and stickers that are personalized, and your prescriptive bottle is personalized, so you know it's you. And who got time to go to the pharmacy? I don't. Listen, because the streets are probably flooded over at the pharmacy too right now, but you ain't got to worry about a flood with Apostrophe at all. Now, this is what we want you to do. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use code is this.
Is this.
And this code is only available for our listeners only. To get started, go to apostrophe.com. Is this.
Is this.
And click begin visit. Then use our code at sign up. And you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use code is this.
Is this.
To get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Apostrophe. So I cleaned up all the stuff from all the debris and stuff.
But what is this stuff that's on my desk right now?
What you talking about?
What you mean what I'm talking about? This big blue marker space.
It wrote on it.
Get it off of there.
Well, this?
That's permanent, ain't it?
Yeah, come on. I've had one on this.
Y'all.
So, anyway, I cleaned up all the debris. Nah, that's been like it.
Oh, my gosh.
She can come back. We got a warranty on it. Clean it. So finally it started running. It sounded like it was okay, but the only downfall is still got to go because I guess from the pressure of the water going against the wind deflectors, you know, the wind deflectors that got on the bottom, it like literally ripped away from the bump.
I said what ripped away?
Anyway, or a wind damper, whatever you want to call it. It was laying against the front tire. So I was able to shove that back up into the fender so it wouldn't do that.
First of all, I thought I made it clear on how high the water was by saying that other cars stalled in the water. A car's not going to stall in something that's only an inch high.
All of those are indications of...
Right, no, I'm saying for you, so that you understood.
I'm saying for them, to make sure they understood.
No, when you try to get mad at me is what I'm saying. You knew what I was talking about when I said, now these other cars stalled. I thought I could make it. And I did make it. At the end of the day, I did what I said I could do. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, yeah, he fixed it. It drives fine now. So we're going to take it for them to fix the deflector of the winds. Amen and amen.
Amen. What's crazy is, for the most part, people in California can drive pretty well compared to other places I've been. For the most part. Now, you do got some people that just, you got some groups of people that can't drive. You got just people that can't drive in general. But for the most part, but when I tell you, when it starts raining, you got one of two people, three. You got people that know how to handle it, that are used to something outside of California. You have people that think that the road is covered in one solid sheet of ice and they drive that way as if they make a right turn or left turn too fast and they're going to spin for 19 miles and kill 38 people. That's how they drive. And then you have those people that for some reason think that it is impossible to get into an accident when it's raining. Mm-hmm. Things that they do that they probably don't do when it's actually when it's dry, they probably wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing. That's what truly is frustrating about California. It's like, what is wrong with y'all?
Okay, what's got you feeling either good or bad? You haven't done one. Okay, can you stop? That noise is driving me bad as well.
Well, I tell you, this got me feeling good. This last show coming up.
Let's explain further so they understand.
Explain it. Angel doing this last of the tour. This tour that she's been on with Kevin to here. This thing is ended. It's going to be over. Done for her. Definitely. They think she's doing it with him next year.
No, they don't. Kevin knows I'm not doing the tour.
I thought you said somebody was like, girl, yeah, you are.
No, Melissa said that to both of us. You remember at the restaurant? She said, you think Angel's not going on tour with Cam next year? She's like, she is.
Nah. This thing has been, it's been a blessing in a lot of ways, but it's also been, it's like it's been work. It's like you've been worked hard and you know that you've worked. It's paying off in good ways, but that work, that hard work is still there. It's like.
What you mean?
Because, like, it's been beneficial. It has been a blessing to us. But at the same time, it's just like.
It's a lot.
It's been, like, I told Angel the other day, it's been annoying. Because, like, you got to fly out again. Like, how much more? Please, end now.
I broke it down to Kev this way to make him understand. Because he always likes to say, Angel, hey, ha. Wasn't that I hated being on tour. I hated being around him. No, that's not what it was.
Angel!
No, what it really was is, okay, going on tour, you can make a nice amount of money. It's not like, oh, I've made more money than what I've ever made in life type of money. No, but it's not money that anyone would throw away. No sane person would be like, this money, ugh, throw it away. However, I'm not making, I'm headlining a tour money, right? I'm not making that. I'm not the headliner, obviously. That's not what I'm there to do. However, I am gone the same amount of time as someone who is the same amount of time. We're all gone, Josh, we're all gone the same amount of time. But the pay and how much I am away from my children, for me, the sacrifice and the pay don't balance enough for me and my liking. So is there a version of Angel going on tour as much as I did this time that could exist? Yes. But the price that I would have to get paid is not one that would make sense for Kevin to pay anyone. It would be one where it was like, oh, Angel produced this show. Angel is the main reason that people are coming. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what it is. And it's because I have four school-age kids that still need a lot of parental participation. I have a husband.
Good parental participation.
Yes.
I provide moderate.
I have a husband that
needs parental.
Yes, he needs parental participation. So that, and for the amount of time that I have to be away, Angel Lakita Moore would have to be getting paid like a big headliner, not even a small headliner. I'm not, and don't think I'm equating this to Kev at all. But I'm talking about. Superstar, that is what you are, type of headlining prices for me to be out of the house every single weekend, not just weekend, 4 to 5 days a week.
Yeah, Angel's like, back in the day when they used to get slaves to work on ships,
mm-hmm.
And the ones that have traveled a lot, they got more experience. They'd be like, yeah, we don't want that person because they got they know too much. It's like Angel's too well rounded to be on this. It's like she done experienced too much. She's no good to us.
Listen, I would have to find
a way. You got national commercials. So it's like with that type of running, and then you relative to working this hard and being gone for this long, it's just like that's both are really, really good money. It's just one you're working a lot harder for.
Yeah, and no, it's not the work harder because I'm literally only doing 10 to 15 minutes on stage.
Well, going.
Yeah, I'm gone. That's part the part.
Of working. Yeah. That's working a lot harder versus you go to shoot a commercial. That's a day, possibly two, versus being gone every single week.
Yeah. So that's what it really boils down to, is that it's a long time to be gone for the price.
There were a number of guys that made you get that commercial, so you missed.
Oh, the television show?
Thing. Yeah.
The television, I think Marcus would have had a full-blown tantrum.
I'd have quit.
Quit what?
Our relationship.
Quit the family?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going
nowhere. I didn't say it was going to be permanent, but you was going to know.
I was going to know, baby.
Mm-hmm. Why is it in Tennessee?
So let me tell you what's got me feeling good is that, yes, somebody asked, did I get the Ivy Park drop that just dropped? Yes, I did. And did everything fit perfectly? Yes, it did. I am actually going to be wearing most of it in Atlanta because I was just like, I wanted to in Atlanta looking fly on, you know, just like period. Like this is the end of the tour. I did it. And this was probably my favorite drop of Ivy Park. Even more than the gold and the black drop. This one, like, is actually way more wearable stuff. It's not so, like, avant-garde sportswear fashion where you're just like, well, who's wearing this? Who's wearing an asymmetric snow coat? I'm not going anywhere where an asymmetric snow coat is really necessary. You know what I'm saying? But this stuff is, like, comfortable. It is gorgeous. Yes. Is it overpriced? Absolutely. But I'm writing it all off because it's for the stage. So yes, I am definitely excited about that. When I tried it on last night, I'm about to shoot a video, a lookbook video for it. And hopefully I get it on Instagram today. I was so happy with how everything fit. I was like, you guys see me in this little cute romper. You're going to like it. You're going to be like, oh. Yes.
All right. I'm not a fan of the Ivy Park. I ain't seen nothing that I've liked really.
I bought him two things.
She bought me two things. I'm like, I'm sorry. We can sell it.
No, you gonna wear that peach one for some photos.
I wear all of it for photos, but this stuff is hideous. I'm like, if you take Ivy Park off the name and just have it Adidas, people be looking at that stuff like, what is this conglomeration of random fabric?
Some of the stuff I can agree with. Some of the stuff I honestly think is cute.
Them shoes that look like they're therapeutic or look like you got one leg shorter than the other with them thick soles.
You're like
thick ugly.
I can get that. I can get how the shoes aren't.
That one suit, the blue one, it looked like you about to, like a flight suit, like a gliding suit. You know how them people jump out of planes and they glide? They got the coats connected right here, almost like a flying squirrel. I'm like, who would wear this? It's all big. She got me like a large or extra large, and this thing fits it's like so a 9X.
Big. It's so big. We've got to get it tailored.
It's hideous. I'm like, you tailor this in, I would rock the hell out of this. Cut all this extra fabric, make it fit like it should.
They had some shoes this drop that I actually did, like, fully, fully visually. Like, it wasn't the type of thing where I'm like, with this outfit, it makes sense. It was like, oh, no, these are fire. But I agree. I agree with you. Them shoes is heavy. That's why I don't ever take them with me on tour, even if I'm wearing all Ivy Park. I'm like, that's 10 pounds. Yeah. Only get 50 pounds in my luggage.
That's like I've seen people react. I was actually with a couple of my cousins and they saw, this is years and years ago. They saw a G-Wagon, a Mercedes G-Wagon, like the boxy one that looks like a Jeep, like real squared off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they saw a Mercedes, it's a G55. They were like, oh, okay. All of a sudden it looked good because it was
No, if it was cute, it was cute. If it ain't, it ain't. Just like Rothy's is cute all the time. Okay. The styles are adorable. I recently showed in a vlog me wearing I had on a cute outfit, right? I was stylish. Okay. My stylist in Kentucky got me this cute camel color sweater off the shoulder. I had on jeans, and then I had on my comfortable cheetah print Rothy's. Yes, I did. Rothy's will have you looking good and feeling great simultaneously. It's unbeatable comfort, and you can wash them.
You can wash them.
Listen, that is important. The way shoes be getting dirty, you know, little Marcus's shoes be looking like he kicking in dirt holes all day long. Now, if he had some Rothy's like me and you, we could throw them things in the dish, not the dishwasher, but the washer. Get them clean, and then they still fit like brand new. Hold on, y'all. What's great also is that Rothy's makes it better for the planet. They repurpose millions of water bottles into their signature thread that goes into every single one of their products. First of all, let's talk about comfortability. We have to walk a lot of places being on tour because the hotel is just close enough, but also far away enough that like walking is like serious. So like when I'm on stage, I usually wear heels, but when I'm not on stage, I want to wear flats. Rothy's allows me to be able to walk without feeling any irritation on my pinky toe or having my big toe all gripped up or having my non-arch having foot feeling all just like bleh. They are so comfortable, especially walking through the airport. You dragging luggage, you dealing with folk. You just don't want your feet hurting. I'm telling you right now, Rothy's has got what you need when it comes to comfort, and they're durable. I've had my cheetah print shoes for over a year now. I also have these really cute blue camo shoes, and I'm actually about to get another pair of Rothy shoes. Marcus has the, what are they, baby?
I got the loafers.
He got the loafers.
I think they call them driving loafers. They dope. They comfortable.
Yes. They got it for men and
like,
women.
They almost feel like you got on socks with a sole. Like, that's how they fit. You slide your feet.
Yes, it's like, such a good way to describe it.
These feel good.
So this is the holiday season. Let's take the guesswork out of gifting. Rothy's has something for everyone. Treat yourself or find the perfect gift for a loved one with their ultra comfortable, washable shoes, bags, and accessories. I'm going to tell you right now, that's what I'm about to get my mother and my mother-in-law. They're about to get these Rothy's shoes. I'm whispering because my mother's in the house and she be nosy. They're durable, classic, sustainable, crafted, and give a gift that they'll love year-round and for years to come. Win the gift game this season with Rothy's shoes accessories. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
With extended returns and exchanges through the holidays. Again, that's rothys.com/argue. Now, once you get your feet right, okay, then it's time to get the rest of your body right. And you're going to get it right with Third Love. Y'all, I love Third Love. I mean, geez Louise, they are so good. I've said this before, and this, I am actually serious. In the new year, I'm doing a whole revamp of my bras. I want them comfortable. I want them just feeling like an extra layer of skin on me. I just want to be feeling right. And how am I going to get that? By using Third Love, by using their fitting room, which allows you to basically be working with it's like you're working with a professional, like stylist, who's able to help you do your measurements, right? Or I should say like a personal shopper. And they focus on size, breast shape, and current fit issues, okay? And your personal style to find bras and underwear that match you perfectly. The fitting room is so dope. They've had 18 million women find their true bra size. So let's recap one more time. Third Love's fitting room is the bomb, okay? It's like working with a personal shopper because they work with your bra shape, your breast shape, what your bra size should be in your personal style in order to find you the best bra. Third Love also loves to help those in need by giving back. They're the largest donor of undergarments in the U.S., donating over $40 million worth of bras to help people in need. There, for me, over the holidays, I like to be comfortable, okay? Because I like to be at home. I like drinking my eggnog. I like to have my little cookies. I want to be in comfortable clothing. I'm not trying to be all tight and uncomfortable. Well, Third Love be giving comfort. That's what they do, okay? They have ultra-soft loungewear for mom, fun sleepwear sets for your sister, premium activewear for friends, and luxe intimate sets for the special someone.
Hey.
Gifting Third Love means giving joy and feeling good in all-day wear that hug better, hold stronger, and support longer. Treat yourself, okay? Third Love makes the good gifter easier than ever. The range of premium everyday essentials make gifting for a woman in their life effortless. Okay? So this is what we want you to do. Third Love it believes in feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now, you can get $20 off your first order at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel the same way about, I was telling Angel about this, I think it was at that Alamo, about Balenciagas, them shoes that be looking like they was prescribed. Be horrible looking. I was like, if you take the name Balenciaga off and put Skecher on, people would find them things hideous. But they don't, because it's Balenciaga and they cost $19 million. You got to take out a loan to get them.
No, so
they're
don't.
Like, oh, he's on fire.
That's not why.
It's awful. Why? Why people like him?
Some people just have a very interesting taste.
Yeah, the fact that people like Yeezys.
Exactly.
Them are the ugliest things I've ever
Yeezy
seen.
Yeezy clothes, I call them slavery clothes, because that's what it looks like. Oh, Lordy, pick a pill of cotton. Oh, Lordy, that's what it looked like.
And then they got some that look like a Decepticon ship. I said, people wear these things? Some people are talking about, I can't keep still. And was saying that I had physical therapy this morning. And the one dude was there that really be working something inside of me that I don't know what it is, but I had to stretch and pop my back. Preventative maintenance, that's all it is.
Ugh.
We getting to this topic?
No, what's got you feeling some type of way?
Ain't nothing got me feeling no type of way.
Saying that. That is the segment. So you got to have something for the segment.
You want
to
know what it is? You.
Well, how about I got you feeling some type of way? What that too?
Why can't I be blessed and be just feeling good about everything?
That is not the job.
All right, what's got me feeling some type of way? Not necessarily bad, but some type of way. I thought we talked about it.
No, I thought that was mine.
I said driving, people just didn't. Because you said Marcus will probably have something off mine. And that's what I did. I talked about people driving, talked about you driving all through swamps and stuff. Did I not?
You didn't say that was yours, though.
I ain't got to say that was mine. That's what I talked about.
Marcus?
Yeah. She's impossible, y'all.
Am I impossible?
Sometimes.
No, I'm not.
You don't get your hand up out there.
You like it. Go ahead.
So we're getting on this topic, y'all.
What's the topic, baby?
What is the topic? What you want to talk about?
No, you're not. Don't you not.
Nah, so we the last two episodes, we talked about the 30 things that most couples disagree on or cause issues. So marriage and relationships is more than just getting past issues and failing. So this week I found an article, and it's the 50 best bonding activities for married couples.
Oh,
couples in general.
I like it.
Where
did you find
this? This is on Best Life. Okay. And I sent it to you so you can put it in the.
You sent it to me how? Yeah.
On the phone, text message, girl.
On the phone.
All these other messages going up. Look at my stuff.
I don't see anything from you.
That's what I did.
Forward
that to you. Right after I sent them cards, if you're gonna get me.
Why you think that's gonna happen? Why you think I'm about to send you these cards?
Just one. I only need one.
But why though? Why you think I'm about to say you need cars?
You love me, girl. One, not cars. One
Why
car.
Do you think I'm going to get you
anyone out of that lineup?
I should have never told you that I ever even thought about getting you one. So why?
What, I was going to do that anyway. I do that every year.
Do what?
Every time you like, see what you want, I'd be like, well, you can park it. Anyhow, 50. Quick, girl, go on somewhere.
What? I'm just sitting here.
So what we can do is we can just give our opinion whether we would do this or we think it's a good idea or if we've done it or if we wouldn't do it. Because some of the stuff we might not just be into as a couple. Yoga. That was a yoga challenge. They talking about just doing yoga.
We were supposed to. When you first threw out your mat, it was...
I was going to start yoga?
Yes.
But, oh, it's because I've been taking it easy ever since I threw it out.
No.
Since it went bad.
The first time.
When was the first time?
First time was back in the old house.
In April of last year?
No, we were supposed to start yoga... First of all, April of last year, no, sir. I think you have lost your whole mind.
When I threw my back at you?
You threw
Oh, that wasn't my back. You talking about when I was on the track?
No, I'm talking about when you were, I think you said you sneezed.
Yes, that was all last year.
Calm down.
No,
you were helping the twins. You were bathing the twins. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, it just lasted a day or two. But it's all related, though.
But it wasn't. But that's
yoga. Anyway, yoga encourages mindfulness, which is in turn allows for deeper emotion connection. Explains Mitzi Brockman, a certified life coach. Life coach, get out of here! Ain't no real job.
What you do?
Huh?
Would you do yoga with me?
Yeah, I would do yoga.
I bought yoga. I think this might have even went back to our house in the first house we bought. Us supposedly.
It was definitely in the last house because that's when I was the most stressed. And I was like, I need to do yoga or something. It works for Russell Simmons. Why not me?
Oh, well, Russell Simmons. He's made a lot of poor life choices.
Travel.
Yes. That's
absolutely. That's
first
what we do.
First of all, can I give them a moment of your own transparency? Do you mind?
No. Yes, I do, man. Okay. No, you can't.
And you'll be fine with it.
Tell me then. I ain't scared. I was going to tell something about me. Tell something about you.
So apparently, when I was on here talking about celebrating my 20-year with Sands and wanting to go to...
This heifer right here.
Greece.
Over here.
My husband... took offense, or no, not offense. His feelings were hurt by the fact that I wanted to do such a big trip without him.
When did you want to do it?
Next year.
Okay.
I wanted to do such a big trip without him. Now, mind you, Greece is not a place that Marcus has ever shown any interest to wanting to go. Right. He does not care. So
Africa.
I purposefully was trying to pick a place that, because I pitched this to my Sands, that he wouldn't want to do. And that, so that it wouldn't be a thing of, why aren't we experiencing it together? And he didn't realize me saying Greece to them meant that me and him have already gone somewhere. Like me and him are already taking a big trip.
Because when she said it as if, this is what I want to do with my Sands next year. I'm going to boom, boom, boom. We're going to take a trip to Greece. It'll be a art thing that we do. And I'm like, hold on. You ain't talked about going overseas with just me and you outside of vacation. What you talking about? Or anniversary. I'm like, why are you planning something talking about Greece then? And then I think what she did, she rebutted. She didn't think about that. Because she said next year. She didn't say when. It could have been early next year. Like this. She said it as if, you said as if this was, we already talked about this, but this is the forefront of your thought process of, I need to do this. And I'm like, we ain't talked about nothing with me and you yet. She would have did the same thing, though. If I said that. If I'm like, hey, man, we should get the guys together and take this. And you would have looked at me like, why are you talking about taking something with them? We ain't talking about taking nothing with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't understand why
but
you weren't.
We both agree with travel. We think that'd be a good idea. One of my favorite things I used to do when I was still working is sit in the airport and watch couples argue because especially when they got kids and stuff with them, travel can be so, and a lot of times it ain't even the couple, it can be so stressful because getting to the airport, getting your flight, doing this, doing that, it's a lot of strain on one person. But when you got two and y'all trying to figure it out together, oh, it would bring me so much joy. I would literally just stand there, have my clipboard out, acting like I'm looking at some construction or some something structural.
Come on.
That was a struggle. Structural integrity or something. You sitting there looking, I'd just be watching people. It's like, come on, Caroline, just do it. I was telling Kevin and Melissa, it was this one couple. I saw them walking. I think they were looking for a gate or something. And they were walking, and the dad was walking. And the mom was in the, the mom was in front. The two kids was in between them. And the dad was in the back. And she was like, I heard her say something, and she's kind of stormed off, but they all walking together. And he said, come on, kids, follow your mother, because apparently she has an idea. So you just take a little digs at each other. I would bring me some joy. Kevin said he actually started paying attention to that. He said it's hilarious.
Listen, we're saving up to travel, though, by using companies like Truebill. Truebill is a sponsor of today's podcast. How many free trial subscriptions end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, long after forgetting to cancel? That burns my biscuits, y'all. Especially during the holiday season.
Burns up the biscuits.
They love to get you then. They'll be like, oh, try this cute little app. Send an e-card, a Christmas e-card. I'm going to tell you specifically one. It was the one where
Specifically,
I'm going to tell you one. There was the one where you could make yourself into an elf and you sing and and the elf shakes its butt. Yeah. And sing some sort of song. I was like, oh, yeah, that's cute. I'm going to make that and send it out to people. I think them people got about $300 from me by the time I could even find.
Yeah.
Because they don't always, another thing they don't always do is they don't go by the name in which you, on your bill, like on your statement, if they're, you know, taking money, like especially if it's through like iTunes or something, they're not called the same thing as the app. So I couldn't even figure out who the heck. I was like, who is this? So anyways, fight back against scammy subscriptions with Truebill. Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $120 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscription in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. I'm telling you, because I've been trying to do free trials on a lot of things, I'm just going to be honest. Okay. The amount that they are able to save me is beyond that 720. Let me just be honest, because I'm quick to be like, all right, here we go. Because I need it right now. I don't have time to sit here and try to find another way to do this. And y'all saying it's free. I'm just going to remember to cancel. And then what do I not do? Remember to cancel. Mm-hmm. Truebill was like, girl, sis, come here. Come here.
Sitting on somewhere.
Let me help you. That's why I love Truebill. Truebill has over 2 million users and helped save them over $100 million. Here we go. This is what I want you to do. Fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
Go right now. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue. I ain't got no subscription. I got one that I need to cancel. And it thing been coming in faithfully for about a year now. I ain't gonna say right now.
What you got on there?
I'm over here looking. Y'all, I ordered some shoes and I didn't realize that they were in Hong Kong. I'm so mad. I said, what you mean leaving Hong Kong? They finally made it over here to the States. They in Tennessee now.
Huh? What type of shoes you order?
You know what I order, girl.
Marcus is developing a shoe fetish.
I find shoes that I like and I'm like, why not? You got no fetish.
Yeah, you do. He's got a fetish for expensive
number shoes. Art appreciation. Which shoes can be considered art? Guns can be considered art. Cars. Oh.
No, art appreciation is not one. What is it? Absorbing.
Yeah, absorbing a little culture together can be one of the most exhilarating hobbies for couples. Whether it's once a month, once a week, try to appreciate new arts. Arts.
The museum. Or go to a gallery open. No, that's not what we're doing. We're not going to gallery openings.
We ain't going to no gallery. I'm trying to think of like a form. Anything could be a form of art, but a form of art, we'd be like, music is art, technically. But that ain't something we would seek out to do, though. Uh-uh. Number four, I actually suggested multiple times, cycling, getting on the bike, seeing the countryside. I mean, out here is like, you know, sand mountains and rattlesnakes, but I wanted to do so. I've suggested that multiple times because it's good exercise and it's fun to do.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, Angel ain't into it. She's made it very
clear. No, I don't mind cycling. I don't want to do it to bond.
Why?
I don't want to.
We're going to do it because I want to. Just once, and then you'll like it. And then we'll be regular cycle people.
Okay.
We just show up to people's houses with our water bottles. Oh, so that means a great run.
That means I'm gonna get to see you in biker shorts.
Oh, girl, I'm gonna wear the hell out them biker shorts.
Okay. Now that if I
get printing to, up the streets.
If I get to see
just all them, down the right thigh because it hangs to the right a little bit.
I'm more so focused on your booty.
Hey, it's gonna get up to par. It's gonna get back up to par, y'all. I used to have a plump booty. It was all muscular. I ain't got it no more.
You ain't never had a plump booty.
It would still stick out a little more. Feel my pants in. I don't feel my pants in.
Yeah,
no more.
You do. Yeah, you do. I like these buns.
Anyway, I'm gonna be printing it up in my biker shorts. I'm gonna just get them in a large, not an extra large. No. They're gonna
be large. Oh God, they're gonna be too short.
Yeah. volunteering, man, we don't care about them.
People. I do. Marcus don't want to volunteer for nothing.
I'll give money. I don't want to be volunteering.
Marcus, ooh, thank you for just saying that. I gotta go shop for our family.
But it depends, though. Like something I've always wanted to do.
I'm gonna do that when we get back from Atlanta. Shop for the family.
Always wanted to do. Actually, one of my boys does about it. I don't mind going to like buy a bunch of stuff to give it away. Mm-hmm. But actually, like just standing around volunteering, I always feel good after I do it, but I never just want to do it. I'm like, yeah.
That's why.
But if it's like like favors for people, like I used to shovel out. When I was in Kentucky, I go to my neighbor's yard. If I knew wasn't nobody there able to do it, I would go shovel driveways and rake up their leaves for them and stuff like that, like Good Samaritan stuff. But like, just flat out volunteering.
I would love for us to do volunteering as a family.
We'll cycle there.
Okay, that's fine. We'll cycle and then volunteer and
cycle back.
All right.
Adventuring. Angela ain't into the outdoors like that. By getting your getting out of your comfort zone.
Did I not in Hawaii
jump out of a plane?
Shut up for a second.
Bungee jump, zip line.
You don't want a zip line. I do. I have bungee jumped before. Three. Did I not go through I didn't do it with anybody. A rainforest with you.
You went kicking and screaming. That was great. I had so
much fun. I did not kick and scream at all.
You didn't. That was great. That rainforest over there is absolutely beautiful.
I have
paddleboarded
with you. I get on that daggone water jet ski.
That's once a year.
Well, Marcus, we have children.
It says monthly or weekly, okay?
So what will we
this
do?
Is the only way we're going to be successful.
What are we going to do monthly or weekly?
We got a hill right here in the back of the house. We could jump the fence. Got all these mountains around here. We can go find them coyotes that try to get you and get revenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back with blood just streaming down my face. What do you kids want for breakfast?
Music festivals.
And it's not happening.
Nah.
We went to a concert. Stop, please? What am I doing?
It's a little warm. You keep doing that.
Okay, stop so it. Is this less warm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Music festival. Yeah, we ain't gonna do that. We went to a guy. That ain't a music festival. That's like a what's it called Soul Nick.
Yeah, that's not
a music festival. Yeah, we ain't gonna do no music festival. Be too many people standing around. I need somewhere to set up camp so I can kick back, smoke cigars. Rock climbing. Angel don't have the wrist. I don't have the flexible mobility. Ballroom dancing, nope.
Yeah, see,
ballroom dancing?
Yeah, that's salsa, merengue. That's all that falls in the ballroom.
All right. We have fun laughing at each other. We'll do it
in a place that has air conditioning.
And went into envy and flirt. Sex, that should be one.
No, that's not bonding.
Yeah, it is too. Girl, we bonded great the other night.
You mean yesterday?
Was that night yesterday? What time was it? That was last night.
Yeah, you said the other night as if it was.
It wasn't this night.
Of course it wasn't. I want ballroom dancing.
All right, girl, I said yes. I agree.
Why
to
are you
it.
Screaming in my ear?
All right, whatever. Running.
Yes, we tried that.
When?
Training for the marathon. You would sometimes run with me.
But you was too focused.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not. We're not.
That's like bomb. A different. Yeah, it's like the only time we be running like as if we working out. We ain't just gonna go out for a jog. Enjoy the outside. That ain't happening. We got treadmills. Raising a dog? Hell no.
That is a bonding experience.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's a separation experience.
It's a bonding. That's
what it is. Meditation. Angel was supposed to be teaching me how to meditate. She
Marcus
said it multiple
won't
times.
Shut the hell up for us to do it.
Whatever. You don't sit still long enough.
Yes, I do watch.
Anyway, I have people that's going to show me how to meditate. Because I want to meditate. I've always wanted to learn how to do that. And got all the supplies, but she was going to do that, I'm sure, at one point in time.
Meditating. I would love go back scrapbooking. Would you scrapbook with me? Would you do a visual vision board? It's like
I just wrote out of this.
But would you scrapbook with me?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Cutting out pieces of magazines, putting them on a board. Now everybody's
scrapbooking
doing
don't have to be that. Scrapbooking can be put in together like a photo album, but like with some extra added words to give context.
Antiquing.
Vibe.
Nah. Cars, they're antiques.
Yard sales, they have antiques.
Yeah, ain't to be loving the yard sale. Love to have one. And I'm like, no, I'd rather pay somebody to come get this crap or drive past one and knock out. To me, antiquing is just collecting junk. That's how I feel. Skiing. We going to do that.
We were going to do it.
We still going to do it.
Yeah.
We going to get that skiing going, y'all. It's going to be fire. Self-care.
We're supposed to be getting our toes up. Well, Marcus is going to.
I usually do an annual pedicure.
You do it more than once.
Twice a year. Okay.
He's going to impede on me and little Marcus's pedicure. You can come pedicure with us.
Once a year at least, y'all. You got to get it done.
Wine tasting and collecting? Yes.
We ain't collecting wine.
I feel like we're collecting.
No, we ain't. We don't give it time to collect. We got a guest in there.
We got a lot. We got a lot of wine, though.
It fluctuates, though. It fluctuates. Yeah. But it ain't something we go. It's like, oh, let me go see if they have the October.
I would love a wine of the month.
I know you would. Tennis. Absolutely, I would want to do that.
Next year, we tennising it up.
Tennising it up.
I'm excited.
Video games. If me and Angel sat down and play a video game, we're going to get into it. And then hers will quickly go away.
If you do Dance Dance Evolution with me.
Joysticks. Home projects. We've done enough of those. We ain't doing that crap no more.
I mean, it's a separation experience more so than anything. More so than bonding, I would have to say.
More so than what?
Bonding. It's a separation experience.
Oh. Massage. Angel gives great massages.
Yes, I do. All of them.
Do I?
Yes. Not massages though. You don't listen.
You got too many instructions. Just lay there and shut up and let me rub your head.
No, you need to do what I say.
Hosting dinner parties. That's Angel's favorite pastime.
It is. He won't let me pass the time though.
Raising kids, stupid.
That is a bonding experience. Seeing Marcus with the bar. Oh, that is his baby. That is his baby.
Speaking of, I'm so glad he's in daycare. He got off. He left that first day on 10,000. I first had to call him 5 or 6 times before he saw me. He looked, dang! He ran up, hugged me, and then ran back over and talking to his friends. Then he was just talking, just nonstop. I guess he was telling me about his day. And then when I went and opened the truck and all of his side Kai and Marcus was in there, he go, yeah, he kind of said Sai and Kai all at the same time. Hey! And so then he climbs up and he's talking to them. He's getting in his car seat. And then Sai, he's like, Amar, they talking to, hey, Amar, hey, Amar. So Sai goes, Amar, what's 2 + 2? He goes, looking at his hands, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I'm like, oh, okay, good job. So then they go on talking. He goes, 8, 9, 10. But he was on, 1,000 like all afternoon.
That is his son. They be just, he be trying to be mad at him.
The stuff he be doing, people be like, see, that's you. He's me now. He's not me when I was young. Like, I'm a jerk now. I know that. That's him. He's, God.
Did you see the video where he walked in and tried to snatch a train from a boy as soon as he walked in? And then was mad and mad at me because of it. I guess he wanted me to kick the boy over and just take the train. So I was like, give me a kiss. He was like.
I see it.
Ah, he's a dick.
He is. Straight jerk.
One more because you got to go pick up the twins.
Is it early today?
It's already 1:32.
No, I'm saying, is it early today?
It's Tuesday.
Damn it. All right, we'll do. We got time to do 3 more. Hiking. Oh, no, we did hiking. That was fun. Bird watching. No. I would just be annoyed. Crossword puzzles. When we 70, yeah, probably.
We going to be cussing each other out. Dummy, you know that's not how you spell it.
Sailing, we would die. learning a new language.
We were supposed to. This one, talking about I'd be too busy. You got every excuse in the book.
I had a job. You didn't.
You had a job where you could sit.
Intramural sports.
I would love it. But Marcus does not like to do anything with me competitive.
Because
I don't come with the same type of the way you want to focus is not the way I want
to. She's going to try to turn it into a Beyonce concert.
And kill it.
Gardening, Angel murders plants.
Let's garden together.
No, we're not gardening together.
Start us a garden on the
kayaking.
Side. I'm going to start a garden on the
and
side.
Canoeing. No, you're not. You ain't starting a garden nowhere.
I'm going to start on a garden. Property. And we're going to bond.
Get dug up every week. And I'm not going to keep Lottie from digging it up either. She's going to help me.
I'm going to put
photography.
I'm going to put a little fence.
Everybody
around
does photography. They got cell phones. Coaching. We coach a little bit together. Stop. Number 35, road trips.
Excuse me. I can do a little fence around it.
So we stopped at 35.
It could be one of those.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll pick up on this one.
Why are you ignoring me when I am clearly talking to you?
Thank y'all for tuning in because I got to get these twins. Hope y'all tune in next week. Again, this is going to cause an argument. Actually, lavender, like we said, next week we may be doing a best of, but we'll let y'all know. Family, if this is your first time watching, we greatly appreciate you. Peppers, make sure you like, subscribe,
zucchini,
all of that. Thank you for being a part of our Patreon. If you're watching this live,
corn.
Again, you can go to That Chick Angel.
That Chick Angel
TV at patreon.com, and whatever. You know how to find it. We can be found any and everywhere you can watch podcasts. Can make sure you follow me, Marcus Ann on the gram, Marcus Ann on the book, Angel.
Is there one?
At That Chick Angel across all social media platforms.
Is it hard?
So make sure y'all check out Man Shit. That's my 100% all natural beard and body butter.
Pumpkin.
You check me out at Man Shit. That's MANSHYT.com.
Dragon
again,
fruit.
That's MANSHYT. Again, thank y'all for tuning in. I hope y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed this topic.
Apple trees.
We're going to pick it back up on it. Y'all have a good one, fam. Deuces.